This recording is copyright. IELTSblog.com Listening Practice Tests Test 6. In the IELTS test, you hear some recordings and you have to answer questions on them. You have time to read the instructions and questions and check your work. All recordings are played only once. The test is in four sections. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman about a home insurance claim. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You should answer the questions as you listen, as the recording is not played twice. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I don't know if you remember me. I bought my car and home insurance here 8 months ago.
Yes, I remember your face, but not your name, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's okay.
So, what can I do for you?
I'm afraid we had a break-in at our house. I wasn't very sure how to start the process for the claim, so I thought I'd come back to you. I hope that's all right.
Of course. I'm so sorry you've had burglars. I'd be very happy to help. So, here's a claim form. You used Clover Insurance, didn't you?
That's right.
I'll need to take some details first. First of all, I need the names on your home insurance policy.
It was my husband and I. My husband's name is Colin Hudson. That's Colin with one L, so it's C-O-L-I-N. Hudson is H-U-D-S-O-N. My first name is Millie, which is M-I-L-L-Y.
And what's your home address?
15 Battersea Avenue, Enford. The postcode is EN69GD.
Thank you. I'll just make a note of that. Do you have the home insurance policy document from Clover with you?
No, I'm afraid I left it at home. I meant to bring it, but with all that's been happening, it slipped my mind.
That's okay. Do you perhaps remember the policy number?
Actually, yes. I've got it written down here in my diary that I carry. It's JU731.
Good. Let's see what the next thing is. Ah, yes. There's a question about the type of policy you have with Clover. Do you know what kind of policy you signed up for? With Clover, it's usually basic, enhanced, or premium.
It was the premium policy. Even the enhanced policy didn't give us the level of protection we required.
That's good for you now. The policy will cover everything that's missing.
I hope so.
Now, I suppose the police have visited you?
That's right.
Have they given you a case number?
Yes. They said that we need it for this process, so I wrote it down in my diary as well. It's quite long and all numbers. It's 315-166-462.
Okay, I've got all that.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Right, Mrs. Hudson. I need to take down some details of the burglary. Normally, you'd do this on the form, or you could do it online, but as I'm here, we can do it together.
Thanks very much.
No problem at all. Now, of course, the insurance company wants to know what things you want to claim for. This, of course, can be the things that were stolen, but as you've got the top-level insurance, any damage, such as windows broken or doors forced, can be claimed for as well. You can also claim for any of the house keys and locks to be replaced, as thieves sometimes return to a house once they know they can break in more easily.
There was one window broken at the back, but the doors were all untouched. I don't think we need to worry about locks, as all the keys in the house were accounted for.
What burglars sometimes do is just take an impression for a key so that people don't think to replace the locks.
Oh, really? We'd better do that then. There were keys lying around.
Now, what else?
Some valuable things went missing.
Yes, that's usual.
My jewellery is all gone. I've made a list here for you.
Thanks.
Fortunately, my husband and I were both wearing our watches, and my husband had his silver tie pin on the tie he was wearing. His silver picture frame with his family picture is gone, though. We also had quite a lot of cash in the house. Around £500, but we had it cleverly hidden, so they didn't find it.
Well done.
The only other thing gone is a painting. It was hanging on the wall above an antique table, which they didn't take. It was quite valuable, so the thieves must have been quite knowledgeable to recognise that. The table was more valuable, and also had a valuable porcelain vase on it. The thieves didn't spot that either.
Is that all then?
Yes.
The final thing is to value everything.
I'm afraid that although I did that at home, I forgot that too. I can remember some things, though.
It doesn't matter. You can email me it all later.